mentre scartare la foglia di alloro. Unire l'amido di mais e l'acqua fredda fino a che liscio, mescolare nello stufato. Portare ad ebollizione. Cuocere e mescolare per 2 minuti o finché non si sarà addensato.
Nasce lì la deficienza. Ma che è sta pianola, oh? A ridicoli.
Hello, this is Eliana Miller, and I'm here with my co-host Reese and our friend Gabby and suit up our other friend Isha, and this is Gobsmacked, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We are excited to have you here today.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, so today we have some...
Volume up potentially? Yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi. Oh, again, we don't think Gabby's mic's working, but that's okay. We'll figure that out. But for now, I'm just gonna today we're gonna have some really chill vibes. I got a lot of Dominic Fike for us because those are the vibes I've been feeling this week. That's what's been gobsmacking me because literally I only knew two of the songs, and this week I discovered I think 30 of them. So I have kind of a deep dive into that. And
amazing. I'll introduce our special guest here. So this is Gabby, who just helped me not have a panic attack during the chem problem set.
We love
so,
that.
Gabby, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Gabby.
This is Gabby. We love her.
Yes, I love these guys.
I've never done this before, so I have no idea what's happening. Apparently, the other mic wasn't working.
Wait, yeah, we'll take a look into that. We can always move you over. We have another mic over here.
Okay.
Or you guys can share. You guys look lovely together.
Thank you.
Wait, not like that. Like you guys just look at you. Oh my God, bruh. Reese is giving me these looks.
Oh. She is.
She likes to give me these dirty looks. It's okay.
All the time. We love, though.
We love it. We love her for it. So.
Music.
Yeah.
Back to the music. Enjoy.
You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again. Wait for your love.
Love is when you try to place it out your mind, but you can't turn the radio down, and you can't think of anyone else. And love is when you try to make it out alive, but you can't turn the radio down, and you can't think of anyone else. Look, I can see your face in the Parisian paintings, the Mona Lisa. I can hear your voice in the streets and the TV stations and the police. I can feel the strains on my wrist. I don't need these bracelets of all the things that she keeps in cages. I'm her least disfavorite. And she said I was about to give you all of me on all the weekends, and all I wanted was apologies and all of your bed. Over my heels, falling on my head, but all of my fears were already dead. And if I could rewind it for you, if you could remind me of what I felt before I fell for your idea of love. Is when you try to place it out your mind, but you can't turn the radio down, and you can't think of anyone else. And love is when you try to make it out alive, but you can't turn the radio down, and you can't think of anyone else. Mona Lisa. Like your space and distance, yeah. You don't take admissions. They told you not to date musicians, yeah, but can't make you listen. Stick to the ones who let you make all the decisions and look the other way. And you already know what your mother say, and you already know I'm a number away. I was about to give you all of me on all the weekends, and all I wanted was apologies and all of your bed. Over my heels, falling on my head, but all of my feels were already dead. And if I could rewind it for you, if you could remind me of what I felt before I fell for your idea of love. Love is when you try to place it out your mind, but you can't turn the radio down, and you can't think of anyone else. Love is when you try to make it out alive,
problem with provocative. See the bodies, how they burn, it's just the way it is.
Hello, hello.
We are back.
Can you guys hear me now? No, we cannot hear you, so here is my mic. Oh. No.
Try one more time.
Yeah? Can you hear
yes,
me?
Yes, you're good. Yay. Oh my god, guys,
yay.
I'm so smart.
Yes, okay, you are yay. Smart.
Wait, okay, no, actually, it. Like, I don't know why. I've been working this board all this semester for some reason. Today
no.
is a slow day for me. I apologize.
Every day is a slow
day
for me.
We all have them.
Okay, is it PSA time?
Yes, our special guest has
okay,
a PSA for
guys,
you.
Guys, we're doing a probiotics PSA.
Ooh, get excited.
I know, right? Life without microorganism. Did you know that there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now? Don't worry. They're called microbes, and they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. One easy way to keep your gut's microbes happy is with probiotics. Found in yogurt, probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help maintain balance in your digestive system. These microbes are what actually allow you to make yogurt from yogurt. Meaning, you could hypothetically make infinite amounts of yogurt from a single container. Now, that would be a lot of yogurt. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford.
Yay.
Yay.
Wait, like, I actually know people who make their own yogurt that way. And they're
yeah.
like, they actually,
wait, actually,
they actually just keep this, like, yogurt sample and are forever making yogurt off of their yogurt. And I actually do think it's crazy.
Wait,
that scares
like,
me. That reminds me of kombucha, like, growing your own SCOBY for kombucha.
No, but, like, the imagine, like, you could put Chobani out of business.
Should we do that?
Wait, what if we start our own yogurt
our yogurt empire?
Yes.
I'm so on board.
But we
caffeinated
have to,
caffeinated
yogurt for
we
the
have,
college kids.
No,
protein
wait,
and caffeine.
Yes. But we have to figure out how to make the yogurt, like the protein yogurt drinks from like the Chobani,
oh,
like the
yes.
strawberry banana
wait,
ones specifically.
We need to replace the ones that we have. We need to replace the ones in Hodge with our
yeah.
brand so that we can profit.
Yes.
Exactly.
So true.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, wait, okay, back to the kombucha and SCOBY. That reminds me of something that Gabby and I saw today. So, if you don't know, do you know about CRISPR technology?
Like, no, I don't.
Really? You don't?
Not much. Like, I know the okay. basis because I feel like in middle school they would always talk about, like...
Do you know what it, like, what, do you know what it is, though? Like, what
like,
it
isn't
does?
It, like, DNA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It, like, modifies DNA, kind of.
Do
like,
you know
edit.
Who's DNA?
No.
Okay, this is a really cool, terrible...
Well, whose DNA it started with? Because now it can do any DNA. The it's
well,
just
yeah,
who it started
yeah.
with.
Now it's anybody's. But who it started with is Henrietta Lacks. Let's shout out to her.
Love.
Henrietta Lacks is this amazing... was this amazing... Sorry, our friend Isha is listening. Not participating, but listening. And she has some opinions about what we're saying about yogurt. But anyway,
she's listening?
Yes, she just texted me. So anyway, Henrietta Lacks was a woman... Who? Where did they live? They were in the South for sure. Maybe Georgia, Virginia. We'll
they were
say.
In the Southern states.
Yeah,
but they came up to Maryland for treatment.
Yeah. So she had cancer. She had, I believe, cervical cancer, and
yes,
Johns Hopkins
yeah.
did tests on her, and they found some really cool things about her cells, and they took them from her, and then did not tell her that they had them, and created
well,
CRISPR
was,
technology. Didn't
they take
from
them after
it.
She died? Was it before she died? I can't remember.
It was. Before she died and then after she
is
died.
Is when they started doing all the unethical stuff.
All of the unethical stuff without telling her family, making a bajillion dollars without telling her family.
Yeah.
Terrible stuff.
Basically, they took her cells because they found that they could multiply infinitely and were never actually dying, whereas other cell chains do eventually die out after you multiply, reproduce them so many times. So Henrietta Lacks was special, which basically they kept mass producing them and making as many different... biomes of the specific cell chain, and they basically sold them to all over the world and all these private companies and made a whole bunch of money off it, and her family benefited nothing. No one in her family knew about it until like 30 years later, like
mm-hmm.
she'd been dead for like 30 years and
yeah.
no one knew.
Yeah, and it's crazy. You guys should all read the book, watch the movie as well. Oprah is in it and she does amazing.
I actually haven't seen the movie.
Oh, it's so good.
I love like weird facts. Not that it's a weird fact, but I love like little funny stories that like not everyone knows, and I love knowing all about them.
Mm.
So I should check out the movie and the book. Actually, I've read part of the book because I quoted it in a essay.
Yeah. I definitely recommend the movie.
No, why do I feel like it's such like a tough thing? I feel like every tough person I know just has their one thing that they have the most niche-ish knowledge on. That is definitely not the way to pronounce that, but like the most niche knowledge on just like one weird topic.
Oh,
have you guys had those experiences?
So I have all of the niche topics.
Oh, you don't just have one specialty. Because I know I have my specialties. I know Reese definitely has her specialties.
I have a couple. Some are academic and some are not.
Okay, wait. Mine are mostly not academic. Most of mine are very
pop
culture.
I have one of... Okay, now we're talking fixations and like in my brain.
Hyperfixation. Yeah. So let's get into them.
We're going to cover my favorite hyperfixation today.
which is why we brought up...
Which is why we brought up CRISPR. We actually figured out how to bring it in. Perfect. For those of you who have seen Game of Thrones, y'all know.
She's been around me too much.
No, we say Missouri. We say y'all Missouri.
You're from Missouri?
Yeah, I'm St. Louis.
I didn't know that.
We've been over this.
We've definitely talked about this. Sorry.
When am I blinking? What was I going? Oh, okay. So from Game of Thrones. Love, great show. You guys know the wolves that all the Stark children get, these dire wolves. So if you've been on social media in the last 2 days, you probably know where I'm going. But this company sponsored, or at least funded partially by George R.R. Martin, the creator of the Game of Thrones books, just announced that they had used CRISPR technology to genetically modify gray wolf embryos to allow for predominant... direwolf traits. So now there are 3 direwolf puppies, and they are so cute.
Wait, they are actually the cutest thing I think I've ever seen.
I know. 2 are like 6 months old, and then Khaleesi is the newest one.
Khaleesi,
which if you're a Game of Thrones fan like me, then you know that's the name that Daenerys is given for as the queen of the Dothraki.
Wait, I know nothing about Game of Thrones. I've never seen
it. So funny story, Game of Thrones is another one of my random...
One of your niches.
One of my niches. So yeah, and there's a picture of George R.R. Martin holding a direwolf puppy, and it is like my entire life is just happy. I'm complete. And also, if there's a picture of the 2 puppies, Romulus and Remus, sitting on the Iron Throne from Game of Thrones, which is, for those of you who don't know, the big throne with the swords that like everyone is going towards and wants to sit on and be the king of.
They all want to sit on it.
They all want to sit on the throne, the Iron Throne. Okay, so yeah, that's my hyperfixation. You guys should totally check out the direwolves
Check out the direwolves, and I should probably check out Game of Thrones.
Yes. Okay, but like direwolves are so cute. I'm obsessed, and I want one as a pet, but like unethical, but like puppy.
I feel like there's other ways you can meet that desire.
I know, right?
There are other cute little white puppies.
In an undisclosed location to protect them.
Yeah,
they're in like 2,000 acre with like 10 full-time caretakers.
Oh,
like
living life better than
be
I am.
They'll be fine.
They'll be fine. I know, but they're so cute. Like I'm obsessed looking at the pictures and like telling. It's everyone I've talked today has heard about the direwolves. It's great. And my one friend was like, "Oh my gosh, Gabby, please stop talking about the direwolves."
No, never stop talking about
never.
The direwolves.
The direwolves. I mean, I like they're so cute.
Wait, they are.
And they're like
one of my favorite dog breeds, which are Samoyeds.
Yes.
And I feel like they give the vibe, you know what I
they
mean?
Do.
Just like white
except
puffballs.
Like slightly more aggressive.
More wolfy.
Yeah, more wolfy. Is that a term?
I don't know.
Sure.
Anything's a term.
No, I love a Samoyed. Personally, a golden retriever. And Bernese. Golden Retriever and Bernese Mountain Dogs.
Wait, like, I have 2 Bernese Mountain Dogs.
No way. Why didn't I know this?
Wait, you definitely... Wait, have I not shown you pictures?
No. She has socks. She has pants. She has headbands.
My Instagram handle.
Literally, the meek need to see these pictures. Okay, we're revisiting this later.
Yes, we will. We definitely will.
But I have a golden. Her name is Bella. She's my love of my life. Shout out to Bella. I know she's not listening, but she's the love of my life. And I love her.
Know.
Even if everyone else in my family loves to yell at her because she is kind of... a fool.
Yeah.
No, we all have a dog that we think is ugly and fat and stupid and doesn't deserve anything, and that is
Wait,
Fosco.
I don't think I've ever felt that way about
Fosco.
A dog.
No, I love him so much, but he is so ugly.
Wait, did you
and
say your dog's name is Bosco?
Yeah.
I feel like that's like a very stereotypical dog name.
It's a terrible name. I did not name him that. I named all my other dogs.
Did your brother
cats.
Name that dog?
No, my brother's now ex-girlfriend named him, and we thought it was... She was like, it's after the chocolate syrup. He's a white dog.
Wait, what?
Why Bosco would you name chocolate syrup? Is that a thing?
No, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, neither have I. I'm a Hershey's girl.
Oh, so it's a really cheap brand. Hershey's is the best. Bosco, I don't think I've ever even had Bosco.
We have
syrup.
Bella and Bentley, that's which so kind of cute. Happened accidentally because both were rescues. But now they're like, they go perfect together, Bella and Bentley, and we love. Bentley's a mama's boy.
We have Minka and Zuki, which I feel are funky names, but they kind of like worked out because they both kind of have like the K sound, which I feel like isn't super common.
So
which is, but
cute.
It's cute. And
I love original dog names.
Yeah. Oh my God, we struggled so much to name our dogs. Like, my parents will tell you.
Our first dog I ever had was Rudy, and then our second dog was Shiloh. Like, the most basic dog names.
Wait, no. My original dogs, we had Holly and Chloe, and I feel like those were very basic, but adorable.
Can I tell a random story?
Yes. Please do.
I know I'm rambling way more than Reese's, so I, you know, like, you go in first day, sixth grade, right? Like, everyone has this, like, your new school, because it's, like, middle school. For my district, it was a weird only sixth grade center. Like, you went for just 1 year of sixth grade. So I went in, like, you know, you do a circle, like, get to know your games, and they're like, say your name and then say some fun fact about you, or like about you, like, tell us three things about you. And so, you know, I go, hi, my name is Gabby. I really love science. I love space. And I love my dog named Shiloh. He is my favorite. I snuggle with him, and I have a picture of him in the inside of my pencil box. And then three people down, this boy goes, hi, my name is Shiloh. So the most traumatizing moment, and everyone is just like, because I was just talking about how much I love my dog, Shiloh, and this kid goes, my name is Shiloh, and spells it the exact same way, and like two people after me, he might have been immediately next to me, honestly, and it was so, like, the teacher was like, I don't know how to proceed, but we're just going to move on.
Yeah. I think we need to take a second to recognize Reese's gorgeous dance moves to this amazing song.
This is Glenn Powell's Serenity song. My Serenity song. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell.
Wait, are they together? Is that a thing?
Wait, there's music.
Yes, there's music. It's unwritten music? Right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, unwritten by...
Can I turn it up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is, like, actually has been my song of the year, mainly because of anyone but you,
it's
which
so
I feel
good.
Like everyone can relate to.
So, context is Sydney Sweeney, who I thought was engaged to the guy who plays
Paxton. Wait,
She was?
Wait, I don't know about to the guy that played Paxton. She was engaged.
Yeah.
Rumors have it that she's breaking off her engagement for Glenn Powell.
No,
is that not the rumor?
There was a rumor. No, it is fact that she called off her engagement.
Oh.
The getting with Glenn Powell is the rumor.
So
what happened was she was engaged to this guy, and then she called it off because she supposedly doesn't want to be tied down. She should, whatever. I mean, it's so sad that celebrities have to explain their every move like that, whatever.
So true. Like, give them some privacy, please.
Yeah, and so anyway, so she calls off the engagement. And then that weekend, she goes to Glenn Powell's sister's wedding.
Oh, I heard about this.
And now everyone's saying that they're together. But honestly, if they're really close friends, like, you guys have to imagine that these actors are not only working together all day, but they're also, like, those are the only friends that they have when they're in a new country like Australia, you know, for a year or however long they're filming. So they might just be really close.
And, like,
but I hope they're dating.
Wait, but if Glenn Powell's dating Sydney Sweeney, then he can't date me.
So
and that's
true.
The problem.
I
just
could
saying.
Never pull that from capybara.
So
I could
never. My celebrities, I always feel bad because I'm like, if we go through a breakup, we go to our friend's wedding. So it's like, literally, she might have already RSVP'd and just is going and like seen there because she's friends with him.
I didn't even think about the RSVP.
Like, if you RSVP to a wedding, they pay like $500. Like, sometimes they pay like $150 per plate if they go by person.
But when you RSVP, like, plus one, you don't always have to like specify who you're bringing. So
But if she was, like,
if she was invited,
got an individual invitation and said, "Oh, I'm coming," then I feel like she would, especially if she did like a plus one and now she was going by herself, then she'd have like that. Like, it typically costs money per plate or per person at a wedding. Like, it's like $150 per person for like food, drinks, or something like that. Sorry, the song is great. So, like, even if you've just gone through a breakup, if you're really good friends, you don't want to put them in that position, I feel. But I also am 19 and in college, so...
Real.
Yeah, it's like, you know, how much can we have experienced that side of life?
So much. Well, never had a real...
Wait, I've never been to a wedding.
You've never been to a wedding?
I've never been to a wedding, and I'm really sad about it. I was so jealous.
I've been in two?
Like, I think that some of my friends are listening, and some of them, like, need to get married so I can go to a
wedding. Okay, wait, hold on. We're 19. We're 18, 19, max 20. I think we need to hold it for a second.
You're right.
Live out our young 20s for a bit.
That's true. I am enjoying... Okay, I'm turning 20 this summer, and I'm...
No way. When's your birthday?
August.
August what?
15th.
No, so no one's going to be here for you.
I know, but we're going to celebrate it right when I get back. I'm planning a trip for me and my peeps, and it'll be great.
Wait, where are you guys going?
I want to go to Six Flags. I really want to go to Six Flags.
Wait, is there Six Flags near here?
The New England Six Flags.
I have a story about the New England Six Flags.
Wait, share, please.
Where is the New England Six Flags?
In New England.
It's like, it's in Mass. It's maybe 2 hours.
So this is so weird. I don't understand why New England, everything is called the New England, like the New England Patriots, the New England Six
Aquarium, and it's all
New
in
England.
Boston.
And I'm like, it's not in New England. It's in a city.
But New England is just such like, I feel like it just sounds so nice. Like, it's like the tri-state area, you know?
Wait, what
is it, Jersey?
Wait, Jersey, New York, Connecticut?
Oh.
Wait, I could be wrong.
I thought Pennsylvania.
Wait, am I the only one who, when
not
you
even in there. Wait, maybe it's Pennsylvania.
Am I the only one when you say the tri-state area who goes,
Doofenshmirtz?
Curse you, Barry the Platypus!
Yes, literally.
And my dad can imitate his voice so perfectly.
Wait,
it's
you did pretty
so
good.
Curse you, Barry the Platypus!
Curse you, Barry the so far off.
So I'm going to keep my dignity and not attempt
curse you, Barry the Platypus!
All right. Wait, I want to meet a real life platypus.
Wait, I've seen one in like...
They're not green.
They're not green, they're brown.
That ruined my childhood. Was when they're not a bright
and
green.
And they're not wearing fedoras.
They don't wear a fedora and walk on their hind legs and go like... For those of you who can't see, I'm like shimmying in my chair.
And then the... What?
Did y'all do the Where's Water with Perry the Platypus?
Wait,
they had the alligator and then they had the Perry version.
Oh my god. No, I only did the Perry one where it's just so the Perry good. Had to go through the pipes and there's like lava and then the
I
black
definitely
matter.
Did. It was like the alligator collabed.
Oh no, I didn't do that. I saw that one, but we didn't pay for that one. My dad only bought Perry the Platypus. It's like the game, like it was called like Perry.
Perry.
Like, we used to Google how to solve the problem.
Where's Perry?
Yeah.
I fear that's not... That's not it. But
I think it is Where's Perry, no?
Is it Where's Perry?
No,
Perry app was just...
I was just quoting the show.
Oh, okay. I was like, there's Where's Water is the alligator, and then... I don't know.
Yeah.
No, but I love the show creators for that, because the reason that they picked a platypus was because they didn't want a popular kids show to have a pet, like, a... spider, not a spider, but you know, a specific type of cat or whatever that all the kids
it's called
would want,
Where's
like,
My Perry?
Yeah, Where's My Perry?
Okay,
yeah.
Wait,
that
like,
name is so weird to me
because like, it's Where's My Water is the original game.
Oh,
yeah, because he's trying to shower and the water's kind of stuff.
Okay, so. For Where's My Perry, is he's going through the tubes and you have to like solve the level with the water, like get him the water to go through the tube, the water, and you have to make sure the lava doesn't go in it, and then also there's that like the black goo.
Mm-hmm.
That
black goo.
The black goo.
I don't know the black goo.
Oh my god, we're gonna expose you this. This was 2000's childhood, my entire childhood.
Wait, I was such a big Phineas and Ferb fan, so I...
Did you know what they're like remaking
yes,
more episodes?
They're making the
new show.
Yes, I'm
like,
so excited.
So we need to binge this summer.
We need to binge. First semester, me and one of my friends were building Legos and rewatching all of like Phineas and Ferb, and it was actually like the highlight of my semester. So we need to redo that. I'm going to get a new Lego Batman set, and we're going to build it, and we're going to watch Phineas and Ferb.
You know what I want to do? I love Legos. I'm really into diamond painting recently.
Oh, they sell those at CVS.
I know. I'm sucker. I go to Michael's and get them. And I also have, like, a whole kit where, like, I can put the gems in a little, you know, like the Rainbow Loom containers?
Yeah.
But I have, like, a smaller one that's, like,
for
a 6x4. Yeah. And I have, like, all the different tools. Like, I'm one of the Instagram girlies who's doing it. I don't have one of the real, like, the circle ones that rolls.
Do you have one of those, like, punchers? Like, the stampers?
Yeah, that's how you do it. Otherwise, it's impossible.
With your fingers.
I fear we need to fix that if that's how you're doing diamond
paintings. Wait, I've actually never done one before.
Okay, we're fixing it.
We can do one.
We can do one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we can. We'll let you guys listen to the music for a bit because I feel like we have been yapping for a hot second. Not that I haven't been loving this, but
guys, this is why they brought me on. I do not stop talking.
No, she is a chronic yapper, and we love it.
Like the amount of times Reese looks at me,
She's currently giving me the look right now.
I am just sitting here. I am sitting here trying to smile and look happy at 12:32 in the morning after I woke up at 9:30.
Okay,
no, I woke up at 6 in the morning for the past 3 days, and then I had to turn in a Kevin assignment. And so the way that I'm looking at you is actually a reflection of the madness within.
Guys, I fear. She got really red.
I think she's tweaking out, and we're gonna take a break.
We love Reese.
When you flick your head off, you don't care, and you're asking where I'm from. That game that you're running, baby, you've already won. I need to know. Tonight, you can be cool, you can be shy, say what you want, say what you like, cause ooh, your body's hot, your body's hot, ooh, ooh, your body's hot. You can be sad, you don't wanna know, but I mean the signs of your head to your toes. Yeah, you don't need to say your words, cause ooh, ooh, your body's hot. Your lips are a conversation, that face is a song.
Graceless lady. decided to show me the sign.
Falling 1,000 feet per second, you still take me by surprise. I just know we can't be over. I can see it in your eyes. Making every kind of silence takes a lot to realize. It's worse to finish than to start all over and never let it lie. And as long as I can feel you holding on, even if you said I was wrong, I'm not perfect, but I keep trying, 'cause that's what I said I would do from the start. I'm not alive if I'm lonely, so please don't leave. Was it something I'm takes a lot to realize. It's worse to finish than to start all over and never let it lie. And as long as I can feel you holding on, I won't fall. Even if you said I was wrong, I know.
Hey guys, so we are back. And because this song has some meaning to me that I feel like most people wouldn't know about because it is very niche, this is my little niche moment.
Ooh,
and my niche moment has always been Batman. So I love Batman, everything to do with him, his children. I love his children. Like
Teen Titans Batman? Wait,
no. Go away. Go away.
Wait, what? No, but isn't that technically, like, aren't some of them from that same universe technically?
The Teen Titans Batman? Wait, yeah. What do you mean?
Isn't one of them, like, Robin?
Well, there's Robin. That is Dick Grayson Robin.
Dick Grayson?
Dick Grayson. Richard Grayson.
Okay, well, yes, but I know that name.
Yes.
But there's multiple Robins?
There's five? And one of them's a girl.
Wait, what?
There's a girl Robin. But pertaining to this song a little bit, so Damian Wayne, my favorite Robin of all time, he is Batman's biological son.
Oh, okay.
With Talia al Ghul, Ra's al Ghul's. Ra's al Ghul is like this evil assassin lord, and then he had a daughter, assassin. She tricked Batman basically into having a kid with her, and then they had Damian, and Damian is great, and I love him. He's this little brat. He's kind of a jerk to everyone, but he's cute, and he's a little angry bean, and I love him. What do you think, Reese? You're giving me a strong look.
Wait, isn't... No, you go. Sorry.
Yeah, is your name Reese?
Yeah, actually, my name is now Reese. Thank you very much. I'm taking over.
Okay, Reese.
No.
Oh, real Reese.
That sounds. You know when you tell. Okay. Do you know? I don't know if you guys did this, but when I was in third grade.
Oh boy.
Read about the pioneers, and we were supposed to come up with stories about the pioneers.
Where's this going?
And about the, what is it, the Golden Trail? What was it called?
The Oregon Trail?
The Oregon Trail?
No.
I don't know where I got golden from.
Yeah, the Oregon Trail.
I guess the G golden was in there.
Trail. The Golden Trail.
There was a G
trail.
And an O. It was close enough.
It was not
But
a
anyway,
trail.
And so, like, everyone wrote their story about everyone dying from cholera and, like, whatever you
dysentery.
Die from. And that's what I was looking for. Thank you. Dysentery and the babies choking and the babies blue in the face drowning in the river as the wagon wheel broke. And, like, that sounds like every Batman story you tell me, like, every, like, arc away from the one I know sounds like a third grader is like, how violent can I get? How
wait,
crazy.
Wait,
can
it's
I get?
So crazy.
But I want to put in my Batman thing now.
Oh, yeah. You
it's
have a
not
Batman
actually
thing?
Batwoman. Batman. It's. Catwoman, because that's the same universe, right?
Catwoman, yes. Yeah. Batman and Catwoman, like,
okay,
we're
but
together.
Like Anne Hathaway.
Oh.
Oh.
Wait, did we
but
talk
she's
about?
Just, I don't know. What did I say? You made an.
No,
O sound.
No. I feel like last week did we discuss the Anne Hathaway William Shakespeare theory?
Okay, but the song.
No,
guys,
but I
hold
love
on.
That theory.
It's, oh wait. Oh, do you wait? I think that Gabby has something she wants to add.
I'm just vibing to
oh,
the song. It's Die
like,
With a Smile. Like, this has been one of my top songs recently, and I don't know why. But it's
quite
so good.
It's good. But, I really want to talk about the Anne Hathaway, William Shakespeare.
Do not know what this is. So,
there's good. This theory that Anne Hathaway is William Shakespeare's wife, Anne Hathaway's, like, her name was also Anne Hathaway, reincarnated.
And her husband
looks exactly like William Shakespeare.
Oh, yeah.
I'll pull up a picture for you.
It's actually uncanny.
But, like, could Shakespeare's wife pull off the performance she did in The Devil Wears Prada?
You know, I think she could.
No, because that movie was amazing.
It was.
My favorite is the award show after that movie came out where it's Anne Hathaway and her co-star. I always forget the co-star's name. Oh, wow. He really does look like Shakespeare. Wow. Yeah.
If
okay.
You're not,
wow.
If you're not looking at this picture right now, but you need to look up William Shakespeare Anne Hathaway theory.
Literally the exact
look
same.
Up the pictures. It's actually insane.
But have you guys seen that clip? I think it's like the Grammys where it's like they like the Anne Hathaway and the co-star are like acting like Meryl Streep is sitting there and like they're like, did you get a coffee? I thought you were getting a coffee. Why doesn't she have a cappuccino? And it's just hysterical. You guys should look it up.
I will.
That sounds very funny. No, you saying Anne Hathaway, Catwoman, just reminded me of that disgusting interview. Do you guys remember the, like, strain, What am I trying to say?
I don't know.
String of interviews with inappropriate questions. And it was the same area.
I actually need a nap.
But it was the same
arena.
Era.
We got there.
As Scarlett Johansson and all of her things. And it was, the guy goes, what underwear do you wear under that? What?
No.
Yeah. Yes. And then he goes, what diet did you have to go on? And she clogs
him. Who was doing the interview?
Some random guy.
It was like the same guy. He kept asking.
But he wasn't like a big name.
No. He kept asking, like, he asked
ScarJo about her underwear, what? And then Anne Hathaway about her diet, and Anne Hathaway clogged him back and goes, are you okay? Are you trying to lose weight? Because you look good.
I've seen that. Wait, that's crazy.
Because I love Anne Hathaway. But no, because that, like, I vividly know, can imagine the clip with ScarJo where it's like I can vividly picture it, and it's like, so she's like so confused. She's like, what do you mean? What do you mean, what do I wear? My underwear? He's like, well, what do you wear under it? It's skin tight. She's like, you know, that's not a question you ask someone.
That's a weird question.
She's like, just since when did we start asking people about their underwear in interviews? That's so...
We don't.
That actually
we shouldn't.
Makes me so angry.
Yeah, I mean, interviews are, I think, great when they're good and done well. If you ask the wrong questions, they're just straight up inappropriate and shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah. It makes me think of the guys, I need to know y'all's opinion while we have time. About, do you guys know the Blake Lively? Bless you.
Excuse me.
I beat you to it.
Yeah.
The interviewer and Blake Lively thing.
Is this like why people don't like Blake Lively?
Yes. But
so I never fully knew this. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I actually don't know why people don't like Blake
Lively. No, I just low-key love Ryan Reynolds.
I do too.
Now people don't like him either.
Wait, why? What?
Guys, there's so much lore. I cannot say that I agree or can explain all of it.
But like, but what I do know. Ryan Reynolds movies, guilty pleasure movies.
Like, they're actually, they're amazing.
Like, Red
Detective
Notice.
Pikachu.
Okay, not that one. But like the Netflix ones, like Red Notice.
No, sorry, I'm thinking of a different one. My bad.
But yeah.
How dare she insult my
Deadpool?
Deadpool.
Yeah,
oh my
I'm
god,
a huge
I love
Deadpool fan.
Such a good movie. Deadpool Wolverine is a hot mess.
Oh, I did not like Deadpool.
That's why I said it's a hot mess.
It is. But I love Deadpool 1, Deadpool 2, both hits. But back to Blake Lively.
Blake Lively. I want to know the tea because I never fully knew.
Yeah,
I never
just, like,
actually know nothing about it.
Same.
Okay, so Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, a year ago, if anyone had said that they would both be canceled, everyone would be like, what in the
They're
world
married
are you
and
talking
they have
about?
Like 4 kids, right?
Yeah, they have a ton. And they all have really cute names.
They all do.
The girl is James or something. I think that's so
Oh my
cute.
God, hold on. I got to inject one time.
Again.
Have you guys seen the clip where Ryan Reynolds is talking about his 3-year-old daughter getting the pat down at the airport?
No.
Oh my god, you have to look it up. Just ask about Ryan Reynolds. Like, Google Ryan Reynolds daughter pat down interview. Like, 3-year-old daughter getting pat down and letting out a fart in the middle of, like,
no.
As she's spinning around like with like a Seki diaper. It's my favorite. Okay, that's all I needed to say. I'll be quiet.
That's
okay,
lovely.
Continue, Reese.
Okay. So basically, I'll try and make it fast for your little ADHD brain to comprehend.
Wait, no, hold on. I can sit here for a minute.
Okay.
Guys, she just gave me a look of utter disbelief.
So anyway, Blake Lively was queen of people's hearts, whatever. So what happened is she gets into this interview and she sits down and she had just announced a pregnancy. And the interviewer goes, oh, congrats on your bump, or like, I love your bump or something. And Blake had probably had a day full of interviews. I'm not trying to speak for either side, but Blake probably had had a day of interviews, might have been tired. She goes, oh, I love this song. This is Maggie May. It's so good.
Blake Lively is the one who wore like the Statue of Liberty dress.
Yes.
Okay.
That everyone loved. Yes.
Yeah, I love that dress.
Yes.
I want it.
So
is it
anyway,
bad that I don't know what she looks like?
No.
But
really
do you know the dress
matter.
I'm talking about?
I know the dress, but
I'm
I can't
in
picture
love with
I can't
dress.
Picture her face.
She has blonde hair.
Marks. Tall. Oh.
She's got blonde hair.
Kind of smiley eyes.
She's tall, blonde. Like, I mean like just me because I'm gorgeous.
Tall and blonde.
Tall
as
and
I described
blonde.
You earlier.
As she described me earlier. Okay, sorry about the interjection. Last one, I swear.
I don't believe it. You're good. So
I will not. I will make no such promises.
Yeah, absolutely not. So
yeah, absolutely
anyway,
not.
She, because I would have already finished the story like 10 minutes ago.
Oh.
So anyway.
Oops.
She sits down to the interview. The interviewer's like, oh my goodness, nice bump, whatever. Blake probably had a long day. She goes, oh, thanks, you too. As a joke, as a joke, not saying, oh, thank you, because this interviewer looked very skinny. So it obviously was not a, oh, thank you, too, you have a bump. It was just, and she said it to the other woman that was in the interview with her. Well, unfortunately, that interviewer had apparently just had a miscarriage 2 days before. Now, how was Blake supposed to know that? She wasn't, you know, turn of phrase, whatever. But since that interview clip came out, and then everyone started hating on Blake Lively, they started pulling everything out of the weeds to start hating on her. And honestly, a lot of her behavior I don't enjoy. But you want to know a fun fact? I don't ever have to meet her. I don't ever have to be friends with her.
Wait, so basically no one questioned her behavior beforehand on the behavior that people are now making a big deal about, but only because she made this one comment that she had no knowledge of?
Well, the comment was also years ago. Like, someone had pulled up the interview from years ago.
Okay, so I fear, why is it an issue now?
Well, now here's the thing. So she's getting all of this hate, then... Oh, the reason why I would say this, all this hate is coming out, is because It Ends With Us came out, and a lot of people hated it because it was absolute trash. Because Colleen Hoover is absolute trash. Yeah, yeah.
Colleen Hoover, yeah.
All of it is absolute trash. The book, the author, the people, the movie, all trash. It's the one about, it's like domestic abuse.
I think I know it.
It's got Raphael Solano from Jane the Virgin. Oh, you don't, oh, he's so good.
I don't know Jane the Virgin. I've never seen it.
Oh, it's so good. So anyway, he comes on, they do a movie together. He was like he was either director and producer and actor, whatever it was, but very involved. So she started getting a lot of hate for the movie, and because she was trying to promote her hair, and her hair looked terrible, and she has her own hairline. It's all this stuff built up basically for people to be like, oh, she's in the spotlight, let's hate her now, as they do with everyone, as everyone's doing with Chapel Roan right now, who I actually also don't like anymore.
Oh, I like her.
I don't like her personality.
What did Chapel do now?
We'll explain it later.
Okay.
That's a whole other tangent.
I just feel like, cancel culture sometimes gets out of hand. I think sometimes people are just babies.
What, interjection. Did Chapel actually do
something? This is the last one, I promise.
You know what, Reese? Chapel Roan actually do something to get her canceled?
I'll tell you about it later.
She has been quite controversial.
Okay,
and
well...
And rude, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll discuss... Let's go back
We've got it.
Yeah.
We'll talk about her, your mid-quest... Guys, I'm having a stroke. Midwest queen.
Okay, I don't call her my Midwest queen.
Okay, anyway, Blake Lively.
I'm the Midwest
final
queen.
And I'm the Northeast queen.
I'm the best Midwest queen. Clearly.
Queen of New Jersey.
Okay, final sentence. Blake Lively is suing him for sexual assault. That is why everyone hates her, because it's a lie and it's defamation, because he has all of the evidence against her to say that it's not, and that actually she was acting weird. And then Ryan Reynolds is talking out against it because he doesn't want it to destroy their marriage, and you guys need to look into the lore because it is 6 hours worth. Done.
Oh, I'll pull up a video essay.
She's suing the interviewer?
No, the interviewer was a woman. She's suing
the guy who pulled it out of the woodwork?
She is...
You are
see
not
what
following.
Happens when you listen?
I was.
The guy that is the producer and actor/director for It Ends With Us that she worked with.
Mm-hmm.
She's suing him for sexual assault.
What sexual assault?
Apparently, you know, they were doing
a scene or something?
A scene.
Okay.
And whatever. Or maybe he texted her too much. But he literally was like, oh, I texted you too much, posted their entire text chain, and it's just like her being weird. Like, it's actually
weird.
Wait, that's really outing.
Okay, so then Ryan Reynolds is just getting canceled for defending his wife?
Everyone's just saying, oh, they've always been weird. They're doing that whole thing where everyone's like, oh, I always got a weird vibe, and
I
no one
feel
believed me,
like people are just saying this to say this now, to get on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Hindsight bias.
Literally.
Like,
yes, pull up that AP Psych knowledge.
Literally.
Yes.
Didn't take it for nothing.
It's so true. But Ryan Reynolds, like, Blake Lively, yes, I've seen the behavior is kind of a little iffy, depending. Ryan Reynolds, he's very open with it. Like, I feel like you... Like, I don't see... Like, I think he's just a decent guy. Like, he's a celebrity, and he lives in Hollywood, and, like, he's famous. So, like, yes, there's good and bad to every person. But I feel like, overall, he's a pretty solid celebrity. And, like, you know, every... Like, besides this, nothing he's done has, like, super upset me.
Yeah, I've never had any issues with him. I think he's a nice, good-looking...
He's also just really
funny dude.
Yeah.
He's very funny. He's very, very funny. Yeah, I don't really have a side. I never really cared about Blake Lively that much beforehand. but I did read for forever about everything about it. So, well, we've got... You can do the sign-off if you'd like. You want to do the sign-off?
Yeah, read that.
So, if you have to go? That sign that says this is... No, but we can go ahead and do the sign-off just for funsies.
Oh.
So, you're going to say...
Yeah, this... Okay.
This is Gobsmacked, and then read the rest of the thing.
This is Gobsmacked, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes!
Exclamation point.
So we'll
no, the exclamation point.
Well, that's just in your tone. Exclamation point.
Exclamation
Be
point.
Happy. So this was Eliana, Reese, and Gabby. We were so happy to talk to you guys. I mean, I don't mean to speak for you guys. I was so happy to talk to you guys
I
today.
I had a blast, and you bet I will be coming back at some point.
Oh, you will be back.
And I fear they're, like, it's eight? It's what, 57?
Yeah, almost 58.
2 minutes early.
We have time. I just wanted to sign up because it's
fun. Sign up's fun.
I love doing it. And just in case.
Any closing thoughts for us, Gabby, before we go for real?
Guys, check out women's soccer. It's fantastic. I'm obsessed. Women's soccer. That's my other, major niche interest thing.
Do you play soccer?
Absolutely not. But I'm obsessed with women's soccer.
Nice.
It's fantastic.
Can you tell me the lore? Wait, we don't have time here, but you can tell me in real life.
Yeah, I'll tell you in real life.
Is the woman who is... Gosh, I don't know her last name, but she plays for either Brazil or Spain or...
I fear those are vastly...
Some sort of Hispanic country.
Yes.
And she pushed someone. She's like really... Martha.
Okay, finish what you're saying because you may be wrong, but like...
Her name is definitely Martha or
well,
Marta.
There is a Marta, but then you're also talking about push someone. So who you... Like, finish...
Or punch someone. There's just drama.
Punched? When would Marta have punched someone?
No, Marta did something dramatic and violent off camera, I'm telling you.
I
actually have no idea. I'm not telling you.
So we'll leave everyone on a cliffhanger while Gabby thinks about Marta. We'll talk about it next week.
When would Marta have punched someone? Also, she's from Brazil. She was the captain of Brazil until she retired.
I don't even know who Marta is.
Okay, we're fixing that. She's a queen.
She retired
last year, though.
We'll fix it out next time.
Yeah, we'll continue this conversation next week.
I could do a whole 4-hour podcast on just women's soccer, and like that wouldn't be like 1 out of 6 episodes.
Well, this has been Gobsmacked. We'll see you same time, same place next week, possibly back with Gabby.
Oh, yes.
Bye-bye.
Who needs sleep?